might be sold.
Book.
Oh yeah.
What was that? Was it?
In the book, sometimes in the book, sometimes in yeah.
What about crackers? Would they come that way too? Or crackers?
Yeah, they used to be. Yeah, not now. I don't think. Used to be cool. Yeah. You just got nickel for crackers, dime for crackers. Now they're in packages.
Yeah. What would you call that sweet spread that you make made by boiling sugar and juice of apples or certain fruits? Sometimes you put it on toast in the morning. Sometimes you preserve it. Women preserve it.
Yeah.
And what would you have on the table to season your food with? You have two shakers. You have
pepper, salt.
Or if you said them the other way around, you'd say
salt and pepper. Yeah.
If there's a bowl of fruit on the table and somebody offers you a peach, say if there's a bowl of fruit, there's peaches and apples, and somebody offers you a peach and you don't want that, you want the other thing, you say no, give me. You might say instead of I don't want the peach, give me
an apple.
If you're talking about a bunch of boys, you might say, well, it wasn't these boys, it must have been one of, wasn't these, it must have been one of
them.
Or suppose you're identifying a certain group, you'd say, yeah, okay. If you're pointing to a, well, if he doesn't live here, say you point across the road, well, over there, if he doesn't live here, if he's living a farther way off, at a greater distance, you might say he lives. If you say, well, he doesn't live here, he lives
on further down.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
How would you go about saying that? You might say, oh, back there, or over, or what?
Lives up yonder, or he lives down yonder, mm-hmm. across town, yes. Or something like that.
How do you make the difference between whether somebody lives up or down or over? Would it be whether they live on a high place or a low place, or
yeah,
or where?
That's so good. Mm-hmm. You have to say that. You know, I call that way up from here, and down the street from here.
Yeah. Is that because of the
because
how high?
Because they're a little high up.
I see.
Yeah.
If you were talking to a boy, say, or somebody, you'd say, well, don't do it that way, do it
this way.
Yeah. If a man had plenty of money and he didn't have to worry about anything, if a man has plenty of money, he doesn't have to worry about anything, but life is hard on a man
that don't have it.
And you'd say, man, well, it's not rich. You'd say, life is hard on a man.
Poor.
Mm-hmm. On a man who's poor, that's poor. On a man, go ahead. You'd say, man has plenty of money, he doesn't have anything to worry about, but life is hard on a man.
Mm-hmm.
How would you finish saying that? But life is hard on a man.
It doesn't have it.
Or that, on a man.
That is poor.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you had a lot of peach trees, you'd have
peach orchard.
If you might ask somebody if it's his orchard, he says, no, I'm just a neighbor. Pointing to someone else, you say, he's the man. If it's the guy who has the orchard, you might say, well, he's the man.
It owns the orchard.
And how would you say this? If I was going to say, well, when I was a boy, my father was poor, but next door was a boy.
Father's rich. Well, all.
Mm-hmm. Okay, inside the while you're eating a cherry pie or something, or eating a cherry, might you accidentally bite down on that would break a tooth?
Nope.